We're up to the last Mishnah in Bava Metzia. In Bava Metzia of Caleb, which is Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Zayin.
He's checking up to see if you're telling him the Emes. You're telling him now he sees you're telling him the Emes. So when you give him the compliment, he sees you're telling him the truth.
Masechta Kelim, Mishnah Zayin, Machatzela, she'asa lo konim le'arka. Machatzela said you made konim reeds le'arka along its length. Tohira, v'chachamim oimrim ad sheyase kinin ki. Unless you make it like this, like the shape of a key. Okay, let's see over here. Let's see right over all these pictures. Here's the picture. 6:24. Okay, machzas. I feel like going to sleep when I see this. My mom is supposed to be asleep. Such a.
Isn't that the kind of
tainuk?
Such a tainuk. You'd want to sleep on.
Why not?
Okay.
As long as I'm vertical. As long as I'm horizontal. Okay, 6:24. Machtzels kalui le'ark. You have machtzels that it's woven le'ark along its length. Okay, what does that mean? It's kashem es rasha ha'kalia b'shtei kitzavos ha'machtzeles. So arka means along the length. It's the longer part. So that's why the end, you have to tie all the pieces that come out, they're tied together at the end. Kashem es rasha ha'kalia b'shtei kitzavos ha'machtzeles. Sehem, they call the ma'adonim. Ma'adonim. Ma'adonim normally means delicacies. So here means at the end. Machatzelas asuya kach sha'adam shechev alecha l'rachba v'shechvim aloha anashim ze b'tzad ze. Many people. You could have over here, you could have a lot of people. It's like in a cemetery. You could have a lot of people coming very next to each other. So you have many people here. Next picture, 6:25. Chi machatzelas konim l'arka. So now you attach the konim. I guess these konim are going to give him a chasik, give it koyach, strength. Right? Get the match. So yes, before Tvachim in Konel Konel, you're more than four times between each reed. Hamachatzelas ainu ruya l'shchiva k'darka mebeikush akonel mafrim l'shoychiv. Oh, so when you put the konel there, you can't sleep. You can't sleep because you're gonna get hurt. The konel interfere. It's not comfortable. You can't go lie down on a mat where there are konel which are running along the length, which are going to interfere with your lying down. Machatzelas ainu ruya l'shchiva k'darka b'mneisha konim afrim l'shachiv. Amnam, but adain ruya hamachzelas l'shachiv l'arka. But you can lie down along the length. Ben konim l'konis, you can lie down in this position. Yeah, okay. V'tarikam machatzelas t'rahayu l'fi ainu ruya l'shchiva k'darka. You can lie down the other direction. There's machlokes between the Tanakam and the Chamim. If lying down shelay kedarka makes it tameya. Okay, so that's okay. Let's see the next picture. Okay, let's see the next picture. Chamim say, "Atchiatzik min ki." Achshav now in machtzelas. So if you go and you make it, you put the karm like a key. Key is key. What is a key? A key is a what?
Yeah.
So now you make it like a key. The key means a right angle.
This is right angle.
These are right angles. Right. Or left angle. We want to look at it. You have a 90-degree angle. So you have 90-degree angles, now it's no longer fit for shir, not le'arkav, not le'rachba. Because however you want to lie down, there's something in the feet. You want to lie down along the width, there's something interfering. You want to go down this way, so you can't lie down according to... It's less than four tefachim. I think we're assuming that there's not enough space. Let's make that assumption. I guess we're assuming that there's not enough space both according to both length and width. Okay, that is the assumption that the konim interfere.
I thought these konim go on the bottom, then you turn over the mat.
No, well, I don't know what you're thinking. You maybe went to a store, the rest of your life.
I don't understand why is he putting these konim here?
Why are you putting the
reason why he was putting the common, I thought, is because he didn't want the mat to fly away or something like that. So he would put these reeds on the bottom and then turn it over and sleep
I don't know the answer. I really don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Why else would he put these reeds here?
Ma'isa shahoya kachoya. For whatever reason, there is some motive.
If there's a motive. What is a motive?
Whatever the motive is, not important. Whatever the motive is.
Usually, the Mishnah tells you what the motive is.
So maybe we'll come across in the Rav. So far in the pictures, we have not come across a motive. So I don't know the answer.
Okay.
I don't know. But if you put the make a key, then you can't lie into the window. Let's say 627. Let's say you make it lurachba. Okay, the next picture, 627. You put lurachba, and you have less tchibah kana lurachba selas. Kishain bein kana lekaner four tvachim. Hari amach selas ein the ruia l'shchiva bein akonim. Varezo tohira. It's tohira. Avul kishayesh bein kana lurachba four tvachim. Hari amach selas mishanesh es kedark. Where there's moving four tvachim, you can lie down kedark. At least according to the shita of the chachamim. No, right. According to everyone, if the kana will long the rachba. We never had that so far. We all, because the derech is to lie down. This is the normal way to lie down. You lie down along the rachba. So if you have the kanim, this way is machlekes. Because if it's more than four tefachim, that the shas hatchak, instead of lying down this way, you can lie down that way. But when the kanim are like this, then you can't, and it's less than four tefachim, then you can't do anything. But if it's more than four tefachim, then certainly it's going to be good. Okay, now let's put 628. It was made la'arka, Allah, and then it was broken into two parts. So kodim shnech l'kachayim machtzelas ruya l'shimush kishoychev l'arka. Until now, according to the second opinion, you can lie down this way. But now that it's broken, you cut it in half, I can't even lie down because only half my body. We'll see what that means soon, I guess. Okay.
Ayin Yankov?
Ayin, no. Ayin.
Not Shapirish?
Ayin. I don't know what that means. I have no clue. No clue. Okay, let's go to the next picture. Next picture. Let's go back to the we'll see some of the rafs before we come to the last portion. Machatzelas.
Before we do the
rav,
let's just read
it open. The Mishnah, okay. So machatzelas that you made l'arka like picture 625.
Yeah.
Tehoira. So now it is Tohira, because now according to Tanakama, it's not the Derech. Derech is to lie L'Rachba. Now that there are Kanim, even though you can lie in between the Kanim, according to Tanakama, that's not the Derech. That's not the Derech how you lie. You lie this way, not that way. They have made it Tohira according to Kanim.
V'chachamim. According, if it's not its derech, then why is he's going to sleep here?
No, that's according to the Tanakhama, that's not the way you normally sleep.
Tahira.
It's Tahira. The Machzel's Tahira. Why?
Because it's not the way you sleep.
You sleep this way. Now they're interfering. However, no. It's good enough because who told you have to sleep this way? If one, you can sleep this way. The only time it's going to be to her is to make it like a right angle, because then you can't sleep not l'ark or not l'rachba. Then it's
Awesome
l'rachba. The ain ben kan l'kan l'chaver ibar tefachim tohira. Because also now you can't. No. Nech l'kan l'rachba. Now let's say it was made l'rachba. It was really good. It was l'rachba. But according to the chachamim, when you make it l'rachba, it's good because you can sleep in between, like we learned in the previous picture, as long as it was al tefachim. But nech l'rachba, I'm who
the
metaher. Now it's
chacham. Would say it's still good.
The Chachamim say it's still Tameh. And we have to see why. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Mitar. Okay, now let's see the Rav. Rav, beginning of the permission sign, L'Arka Torah. The Kanim have been positioned L'Arka. Arich HaKanim L'Arich HaMachzeles Tahira. The Chazi L'Shriva. It's no longer Chazi L'Shriva. The land of the Kanim L'Arka HaMachzeles Tahira is L'Chazi L'Shriva. Shakanim Achzikim L'Shoichev, because it causes you harm. It's just not comfortable. Could you imagine you slipping on your bed and someone putting on 2x4s?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
be crazy. Back on.
Okay, so it says here, so your question, why would someone want to do this? Do you know why? Because they want to make a shelter. They want to make a shelter. They use this mat for a sukkah. They use this mat for a shelter. So when you put the konim, the reason why you're making the konim is to make a shelter.
Strong.
What? Mm-hmm. To make it stronger, so it should, you can spread over a large area. Kimin ki yavanis. Okay, Greek letter. Ki shi kimin ki hafucha shalanu. It's like a ki hafucha shalanu. What does it mean? Hafucha shalanu kolaymar. I know what it means. Hafucha shalanu. Our chav. I think it means a chav soifis. An en chav. An en chav. What's an en chav? An en chav is like a right angle. It's like a dalet. I don't know why he says a chi instead of a dalet. It's like an upside instead of a chi. So it's the other way around. It's the other way around. It's a right angle. Kolaymar li olam hitomei ad sheyam shech hakonem mishloishet stodim. Three sides. Okay, so we're going to be making a vessel. If you go, you make konim. If you put a konim, so you can light sideways, so it's still tummy until you make like a key. Okay, next. Let's say you make it l'rochba. Let's say you make it l'rochba. The length of the konim l'rochba machzalas are about tfachim. Four tfachim. Kishayesh ben konim l'konim are about tfachim. When we have in between konel konel four tefachazi l'shachiv ba bein shnei hakonim, if you make it 627, there's four tefachim, 627, and we have in between one konim before, then now you can lie along the in between the konim. Nech l'kol l'rachba. Let's say it was broken. Let's say we spread it this way, and then we cut it down the middle. Nech l'kol l'rachba. The nishbu hakonim shalo l'chatzi b'hudu metar d'lechazi l'shchiva. The ein halacha k'rav Yehuda. Okay, we don't pass it like this. We pass it like the chum, it's still tough because I guess you can still lie upon it. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just because it broke into two parts, you can still lie down. You have to be a fine schmeck. You can also lie down even though it's kana. Okay? Next.
This is tired over here.
Only if there are four tefachim between each tree, each kana. If it's less, then it's tahira. But if it's more than four tefachim, then you can fit inside.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we go to the next part of the Mishnah. Remember that word we started with? That's the end. At the end is where you tie it together at the very end. If you untie the Roshe Hama'adanim, okay, that word means, I don't know, the ties, then to Haira, period. Nech l'ko l'orka, if it breaks l'orka, this can be picture 630, we'll see this in one moment. Nech l'ko l'orka. You have three ma'adanim, as you'll see in the picture over here. Shal shisha tfachim, which means each ma'adanim in total, you're going to have six tfachim. He's showing you exactly how it's made up. You see, there are six tfachim, one tefach, two, and two, and then one tefach, total of six tfachim, two, four, six. And you left tmeya, period. When you make a rim, mishatino cave is when you cut off the thorns, when you cut off the ends of the konim. We had that before multiple times. Mishayikon, remember that mishayikon multiple times. Vehi gimar melach. That is the last melach that needs to be done in order to conclude the preparation, the making of a machzelus. Okay, let's take a look over here at the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here says, Hamati Roshe Hamadanim. Okay, you have nothing better to do today?
Mm-hmm.
So you just go around to the look for mats and undo the Roshe Hamadanim.
Okay, so now we're going back to, right?
Yeah, I already read that part of the Mishnah.
Okay.
Where have you been?
I'm sleeping.
Hamate Rosh Hamadanim.
Yes.
Okay, so
okay, so
you see what the Madanim are?
Yes.
At the end of the night we have these little things. So we're going to undo those little knots. Rav. Minug oise machtzlois. The minug of people who make machtzlois, kishamashlimin hamachtzeles, nishak min molol. Ooh, a new vocabulary word. The Rav. The Helik Rav, the Bartanura.
Yeah.
There's no one that knows how to write like Bartanura. Do you notice that? There are two individuals that stick out of my mind who have tremendous, I'm always mishtoimim with the koyach haksiva, the koyach of conciseness,
yeah,
with clarity.
Yeah.
The Rav and the Chafetz Chaim. The Mishnah Berurah, it's so I don't know, to me, I can't speak for anyone myself. It's written so well. It's so clear, concise and clear and easy to understand. The clarity is incredible. And the other one that always, like, wow, is the Rav. My extremely limited knowledge, I never came across two people which always, I'm taken aback.
Good.
At the koyach of ksiva, the gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Okay.
So here it's Hamati Rosh Hamadanim. Minog Oisei Machtzalois. It is the custom of people who make mats. Kishe Mashlimin Hamachtzalos. When you finish making the mat, Nishar Kimin Molol. Okay, what is Molol? I don't know what that word means. From the context, it means you have over here the loose ends. Okay, we will translate the word Molol in loose ends. What is the Molol? The Goydlim Oisei, and you develop. Goydlim means you develop, you nurture it. You make the most out of the situation. You make it into a beautiful knot, a beautiful, you bring it together. Goylim oisoy b'chol shnei tfachim gedil echad. So you take a clump of loose end within a span of two tfachim, and you bring it together, and you tie a little knot at the end. The koshim shaloi shaloi yisoser harik, so it's not like a talus. End of your talus, right? You have a talus?
Of course.
So you have the mold that comes, the end of the garment, you clump it together, and that's what it's, you see in this picture. You see in this picture he's showing you? Every two tzvachim, I don't know, it's not really, what is it? Every two tzvachim, you take the material, two tzvachim with the material, and you bring it together and you make a knot. That's what it says. The goydlim oisah b'chol shnei tefachim gedil lecha b'kosher yitayit shlo yisaseh harik, so that it should not come apart. V'im nitru oimed l'stira, and if it comes apart, then the entire mat can fall apart. The entire mat can unravel. You don't want that to happen. L'stira v'nespatel yiteras kli u'tohira. So it says here the ma'adanim is kishorim. Ah, ooh, it brings a pasuk from Agag. He came to shovel tied up in chains. There's a beautiful Jewish, Rav Chutner, Zatzal, is the one who has beautiful Torah on Madan. And what does it mean, Madan, Agag, Madanois? Agag was brought to shovel, he was brought to Shmuel, to Shmuel, Madanois in chains. He came, he was brought in chains around his neck, and Shmuel killed him. But the Darshans, Madanus means, Agag said, this is the essence of Amalek, a person has no choice in this world. You're born with a Yetzihara, and the Yetzihara is overwhelming. So you're not responsible for sin. You're not responsible. This is the time of Amalek. And Adam is kafli. You're not held responsible for your deeds because it's your part of your DNA. The moment you're born, this is what you're going to be. You're going to be a Rasha. You're going to do a Ritzich. You're going to do Hana, Bal Taiva, Madaris. You can't have a complaint against a person because a person is a kofoi. He is as if he's coming into this world doing Avera with his hands tied. Madanis. And Shmuel said, you're making a big mistake, buddy. A person is not a Madanis. A person has a Baal Bechira. This is the chilik between Klal Yisrael and Amalek. Amalek holds you the Madanis. It's beautiful Torah. It's beautiful Torah. Ma'adanos. And Klal Yisrael, that's the Amalek, we're not Ma'adanos. Hashem did not put you in this world. Hashem lo ba to make trouble for you. He gives you a bechira. Bechira to be a good person. To be like Aryeh Shraga Roth. A good person.
Okay.
So it says here, Madanim, Kishorim, it means ties, Kmavilch, Ilov, Agag, Madanis. Kilomer, Kosher, Kederich, Hakoshim, Khoasuim. It's tied like the people, the prisoners. Prisoners are tied up in chains. Say they use plastic. They use plastic ties that they put up, for electricians have. You have one of those things?
Yeah.
The ties, that's what they use today to tie prisoners. It's a lot cheaper. You go to the hardware store, it costs $50. Yeah. They buy one of those ties, and they tie him up. They tie him up. They just tie it, plaster. Another pasuk. I don't know what that pasuk means. Hiskasher madanas kima is a constellation, and hiskasher madanas, it was forced. I don't know what that means. Shehem shicha tvachim, shnei tvachim bein madan madan, two tvachim between madan madan, the tevach mikan tevach mikan, two tvachim between one madan and the next madan. Okay, so in between one knot and the next knot, there are two tvachim, two, and then there's one tevach at the end for a total of six. Mishatino cave, mishayachtoich, when you cut off these little extra strands, you have a beautiful mat, and there are things that are coming out. Is that going to be comfortable when you go lie down on it? Are you going to be kind of lying down there? No, it's gonna
stick you.
So what do you got to do? Mishayachtoich v'yayachtim rosh mishayachtoich v'yayachtim rosh kiroimim.
Habaltim
v'zohi kni. That's called kniva. Okay, let's chaz the part of the mission again. We'll chaz the whole mission. Another mission over here says nechleka. A stone that's matir, the Rosh Hamadanim pasnu opens up the madanim, means those ties at the end of the machzeles to hoira. It's to hoira. Nechlekol arka. If the mat is cut, then ishtarba shloisha madanim, which means a total of six tvachim. You can lie in a mat at six tvachim. You can lie in a mat at six tvachim. Shish tvachim tmeya. Machzeles v'masai, when it's a brand new mat coming off the factory, coming off the assembly line, at what point in time is mekabel tuma? Is mekabel tuma? Mishatino cave, when you cut off those extra strands, v'hi gemar malachta, that's the gemar making of the mat. Let's chaz the whole mission again. Nachem the Mishnah zay machzeles, she'asa lo konim l'arka. You made the konim l'arka, like this mat over here. Tohira. Why is it tohira? Here's Matzah, that's Tanea. And now you made it Konim. So now can you sleep on it? No, you can't because 2x4s are going in the wrong direction. Right?
That's only according to one of them.
According to Tanakama. Vachacham say you can improvise. Achiyasa kimin ki. Because even if you do it like this, as long as it's more than 4 tachim, you can lie down. Only when you do it like this, then it's going to be no good. Okay? Let's say make a lirachba. The aim being konel lechaveroi arba tvachim. Also, because also there's not enough space, to fit in. If it's less than four tvachim, then you can't fit in. So therefore, it's also going to be too hard. But if we more than four tvachim, you can fit in. Nech lekol lirachba. Let's say it's along the length, but I break it. It's machlokes. Rabbi the mitaher, because he holds that empty space, the middle, already prevents you from lying down. The chacham is mashma, it's tame, because l'chayra, because you can still lie down. Just because you have a space in the middle, you can still lie down. V'chein hamati rosh hamadanim. If a person undoes those ties at the end, it shows you in this picture. You see it's open, you see the madanim are open,
yeah,
in this picture.
They're closer, they're open.
They're open, so it can unravel. So what is the law? The law is tahara of the tumah departs.
Why did you say it's tahara? I forgot why.
It's going to unravel.
The whole thing is going to unravel.
It's no longer kli. Okay, it's going to unravel. Nechlal arka. Let's say nechlal arka. The picture is 6:30. Nechlal arka. V'nishtarba shloisha madanim. We have 6:30. Let's say you cut the mat. You sliced off the mat.
Yeah.
But you still have at least three madanim.
Nechlal arka.
You slice it.
V'nishtarba shloisha madanim.
But it's still three, which means it's six tvachim. So it's tameya.
Why don't we say four tvachim was the key?
Four tvachim was only when it comes to the column. Since they have a whole mat, and then you need four tvachim in between one column and the next column, because at least you have a davar shalom, the mat itself is complete.
Right.
So then we can be maker, we can say that as long as you have four tvachim in between one column. The mat itself, when you're dealing with the size of the mat, four tvachim is not enough. The mat itself must be at least six tvachim.
Oh.
In the seer chilek.
Uh-huh.
When you have a complete mat, and the question is, and you have konim, so then you have, then we give you four tefach. But when the mat itself, there's a chesaron in the mat itself,
it has to be
six tefach, right? It has to be at least six tefach.
Nechlekul yarkav and ishtar b'shlosh madonim shoshish tefach
tmeya. Machzeles v'masai mekabelas tama. At what point in time is mekabel to machzeles? Mishatino cave. From when you make a new brand new mat and it's coming off the assembly line, at what point in time is it considered to be complete and it's mekabel tuma?
Yeah, it's a mat.
Mat. Me'emos sign mikabelism. At one point, time is mikabel toma. Mi shetino cave. From the moment when you cut off those little strands, the moment you give a little snip, 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 that's when it becomes something. Higema malachta. That is what makes the mat into a davar shalem.
Hadin alach.
Hadin alach. Mesechta bab mitzia shel mesechta kelim. It's big simcha. It's a tremendous simcha. Okay, now we begin Babasra. Babasra. Okay, until I get, what time is it now? Oh, I've got my watch again. Nachal, I've got my watch.
You need to watch it, you have a phone.
That's right. Get the iPhone now. It's 7:30. Where's my pen now?
Go through the whole thing.
All right. We now begin Perek Chaf Aleph, Bava Basra. Hanageya b'choyver ha'elyon. What's that? B'choyver ha'tachtein. B'nirim uv'keros uv'chut sheviroi al gabi argamon. Oh my gosh. Woo.
Wow.
Woo. Okay, money is worth it.
We're getting to
wow, look at this.
The shinkis. Oh, this is the wolf and the whip.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, my favorite, the kush is coming in. Kush, so the kush.
Hanogea b'kovid olyon, shnei eitzim.
Hold yourself back, I like that. You're kovish, go ahead.
Shnei eitzim agulim yesh, like there are two agulim. Round things. The upper portion that's heavy. Shnei eitzim agulim yesh. There's two agulim, round things, to a weaver. Echad shechut hashasi karuch boy. The chut hashasi is attached to. Is wrapped in v'hasheni shalafanov. The woof and the warp. V'hasheni shalafanov. You wrap around the uriah hanereges lefi shem kevedim. They're very heavy. Nikram they're called kevedim. The kevedim who elyon who shalafana the kavratachdan who sharachok mimenu are for the way shakol hashasi karach bal kebnirim him achudim haorgim ala kane uve eivoron uve avuron. I have no idea with all this. Let's try to go to the picture. Okay. Here are the pedals. Okay, here's the accelerator and the brake. Okay, you see here, we have two pedals. That's probably the most important thing. You see the pedals on the bottom? So this little guy over here, where is he sitting? He's sitting over here, I guess. Okay, this is called the Kovid Ha'elyon. Okay? And this is the Kovid Ha'tachtein. You see? Okay. Here is the Keros. The Keros is this little Zach that you push.
Holy cow.
You push. As you do the weaving process, you push it. This picture is not so clear. I'm sorry to tell you. It is not so clear. Marek klali shel mechuna sarik. It's a marek general picture. Kovei tachtoin, kovei elyoin. What's this? Maseches.
What is it called? Kovei.
What?
Why is it called kovei?
It's heavy. It's heavy. When you finish doing the weaving, here's the buchya. See, here's the buchya. Here's the thread that you're throwing back and forth. Here's the cotton nirin, the little holes. You put the thread through. And maseches chuti hashasi. So the shasi are what do we call them? We're calling them over here, I guess. We're calling it the chassis.
Something's the whiff and the whoop.
We'll call the chassis here the horizontal, I think. This is like the horizontal. No, the verticals. Over here it's vertical, but okay, these are the loose ones. And the buchya, which you throw back and forth, that's the erif. Okay, let's look at this picture. Here is a closer view. The kovid atacht, and here's the back. Okay? Here is the kone. Here the nirin, the bati nirin.
What's the nirin and bati nirin?
where you put the thread. You see the thread? Here's the thread. Thread, the chassis threads, that are wrapped around the Kohen Tachton, and they come down all the way through, and they go into these loops. And then when I lift up the entire kone, they alternate. I have a chassis thread. Chassis number one goes through this frame, and chassis number two goes through this frame. Chassis number three goes through frame number one. Chassis number four goes through hole number five. You alternate. So when you alternate, that's how you yield. When you throw the buchyer, the thread goes up over and under, over and under, over and under. You understand? Look.
No, not really.
Here are the threads, right? So every other thread is on a different track. So when I lift up this, it's all attached to this, to my hand. So when I lift up this and go like this, so what's the purpose of going up like this and this?
Where you go like this and like this over here?
There are two corners. You see this one?
This one. It's not going up and down. It's
up and down. No, up and down. Look, you see this? You never saw one of these things. You can actually buy it in the store. They sell kits. You can buy a store in the kit. You see this?
It's going up and down, though.
Up and down, but the pedals.
It's going up and down.
Up and down. Yeah. Now, each one has every other thread. This one has all the odds, and this one has all the evens.
Okay.
So when I press in the pedal, one goes up and one goes down. So what am I accomplishing when one of them goes down? And then I just throw the thread in between the two.
Yeah, and that, what does that do?
And that and that makes the thread go over and over and under. And then I do the opposite, and I throw the thread the other direction. And then I go up until the other direction. And that way the thread goes up and over and over and under. And then I go wrap around. Right? If I have threads, they alternate. Okay, you understand?
Yeah.
They're all, these pictures are all the same. They're all the same. Okay, there's too many pictures. I don't want to get confused. Don't confuse me with the facts. Okay, so all we have to know for right now, you have the basic process?
Yeah, sure.
What?
Yes.
The Kovet Tachton, Kovet Elyon, here this is the Buchyer. We have two Konim.
Right.
This is for the even. This is for the odd.
Good.
In this frame, you have what's called Nirin.
Strings.
Those are the strings. And then in the middle of the Nirin, you have the Bate Nirin. Where the thread actually goes through.
Bate Nirin,
yeah. Here. You see, here's the frame, here's a stick, and then in the middle of the stick is the butte. In the butte is where the thread goes. Okay, so this one has all of the odd. This one has all of the even. And we keep on moving them up and down. And as we move them up and down, we throw in between this and this the thread going in the other direction. The thread called the Erev thread. And the Erev thread is attached to the Buchyer, the shuttle. Okay, so on the back is the Kovet Tachton. This is where all the thread is wrapped around. The Kovet Elyon is where the finished product is stored. The finished product is stored. And the threads are running through two konim, which we call two frames. One frame is holding the odd, the other frame is holding the even. The way the threads that are called the chassis threads go through the frame is they go through the bote nirin. The entire strand is called the near, and the little loop in the middle, which contains the thread, is called the bote nirin. That's it. That's the whole thing. Okay, so that's the whole thing. So let's now chaz the Mishnah. Hanogea bekoved ho elyon. Elyon is where the raw, elyon means the finished product. Because after I do this and I throw the thread, the book in between this and this, I get a product. And then we go weiter, then we pull it and we wrap it around the bote elyon. or a person touches the kovid atachtoin, or you touch the nirin. The nirin are.
This is the kovid atachtoin.
Kovid atachtoin. That's where the loot. That's where the shasi is stored. Or the nirin. The nirin over here is these things. The nirin. Or the keres. And the keres. One more thing that we didn't explain. The keres is after you go up and down. You then push that thread to make it tight against the finished product.
Keres.
Keres is just basically a piece of wood which you push. You push against, after the thread goes in between the chassis and the Erev, I tighten it. I tighten that thread that it should be taut. It should make the garment look nice. That's called the Keres. So if you touch that piece, uvechut sheheviroi al gabi ar gama. Now, I don't know what that is. Let's just go back and see quickly one more time. Hanegia bekovid elyon shtei etzim agulim, the two round agulim yesh l'arik ha'echad shechut ha'shesi koich boi. The chut ha'shesi is rabbi v'ashenin shalofanav shekol zman sh'arik v'hoylech koich boi ha'yuia hanereges. The finished product is wrapped around the kovid tachtoin. Ulefi sheheim kivedim, they're very heavy, that's why they're called kovid. These two things are very heavy. The kovid elyon hu shalofan, the elyon is before you. That's where the finished product is. That's where you're sitting over here by the pedals. That's the finished product. And the kovid tachton is where the chassis is wrapped around all the way in the back. The kovid elyon hu shlofanim kovid tachton hu shalachagim manav. Shekol ha-chassis korech bo. Benirin hein ha-chutim ha-rugim ala kone. These are the chutim that are made from string that are wrapped around the kone. The kone is the frame. The frame. There are two of them. Uva'avurin, through the nirin, magbin ketzas ha-chutim, we're able to elevate the chutin. And we're able to alternate. We're able to have one frame that controls the odd, and one frame that controls the even. The keres is the misruk. It's the comb. It's after you go and you add a new erif. You have to tighten it against the finished product. It's a comb, shabo makim al hariga, which you hit the hariga, umeschab machutim, and you cause the new chut, the new erev, to put it perfectly in place. Now, the one more thing we learn, bechut shaviroi al gabi argamon. After you have a finished product, masim chutim olecha shaloi tislachich. When you finish, you wrap it around, it should make it dirty. Here it is. Uvichut shaviroi al gabi argamon. Argamon rikmo sha'al gabi habeget. Chut shaviroi al gabi argamon. Chut shaviroi al gabi argamon. Melafleif chut mesaviv lirikmo. Kidei shloi teslachich. Achut einu mechubu lebeget. Hachshav yad lebeget, ulechein hanegea boy ein mitamias habeget. They put a chut in order to not get dirty. I'm not really clear what this means. Here's the garment. When the garment is finished, argamon rikmo sha'al gabi begon. So you make it purple. You make like a rim, like a talus. You have the lines. So at the end of the garment, they would make argamon purple. Purple strands, and then you take a chut and you put the chut in the purple strands. You see, this is part of the garment. Here is the garment, and the garment at the end has argamon. And now I'm taking a chut, shaviri al gabi argamon. The laflef, you wrap around chut misaviv lerikma kidei shlo teslachich, it should not get dirty. I guess it creates some type of separation. Achot einu mechubu lebeged. It's only temporary. It's not mechubu lebeged. Lahachshav yad lebeged. Ulechein enogei boy einu metame esbeged. It's not metame the beged. Okay? Let's see what it says in this picture. Habad shekvar nega mikabel tum b'chol lebeged. This is the beged. Habeged. I think it's habeged. Habeged. Shekvar nerek mikabel tum b'chol lebeged. Im noga atame be'eitz. If you touch the kovid ha'elyon, the beged does not become tameh. The keros, that piece which makes it tight. It touches the near also. Okay, so we did that part of the Mishnah. It's pretty straightforward. Okay, is that clear? We have to do this again tomorrow. We got this? It says Mishnah Hanagia Bekovit Elyon Nukhid Atachtan Benirim Uvakeros Uvachut Shah Avu Al Gabi Agamon. There's no Tumma. Or we have more to do. Uvi Iro Shein Oslach Zirotar. Okay, we have to do that tomorrow. We're out of time.